We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Are you ready? We're ready for you. Here we go, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs, and we have done and still do cases all over the state of Colorado. You can call us from anywhere. We also do workers' compensation cases. We've done cases in Sterling, Colorado. We've done them in Durango. We've done them in Steamboat Springs, Fort Collins. We've done them. We can come to you. If you've been injured, we can answer your questions. 303-795-5900. And you know, if you go to our website, we have all of our podcasts of all of our shows there. All the subjects are covered. All the specialty areas are covered. All the information is there. All of our books are there. championsofthepeople.com. All for you. So, you've been injured in this accident. You got injuries. You've been treating with a doctor. And you're going to make an insurance claim with the at-fault party's insurance carrier. That's called liability insurance. So let's use an example. Let's say they had the minimum of $25,000. No more. No more. Let's say your medical bills in this example are $40,000. But you have damages over and above your medical bills. You have your own pain and suffering, your physical anatomical injuries, your loss of quality of life, your economic losses, affect your job, and on and on. So what do you do? So, Brad, let's cover that right now. They got $25,000 of liability coverage, $40,000 of medical bills, and so where does the injured person go to collect?
Well, that becomes the problem, and that becomes a question going back to a couple of things. And one of the first ones is, do you have a good agent? And agents are always trying to get your business, but the question is, are they trying to protect you and are they trying to help you? Because if you have the $25,000 of coverage and $45,000 of medical bills, and I'm sure all of you are thinking, well, I'll just go to my health insurance company. But your health insurance company is going to want what they call subrogation. They're going to want this money back. So you need more coverage. You need more. And in this day and age, with the cost of medical care, that $25,000 really is not very much. I applaud everybody who goes out and follows the law and gets insurance. That's what you're supposed to do. But try to get more. Talk to your agent. Talk to ways you can get more. Do not give up certain features of the insurance that's available to you. And one of the things you don't want to give up is underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage. You want to make sure you get the highest amount you can afford. And when I say the highest amount you can afford, if that means having to give up a latte at Starbucks every week or a couple during the week, give them up and get the coverage. You need it. Do not waive your med pay. If you've got med pay, hold on to it. Get more if you can. Once again, if it means having to give up some of these luxuries that you have, then give them up and get your coverage. You need this coverage, and you will need it when the crash happens. And I can't tell you how many times in cases I have where I've gotten all the insurance money available, and the person who's caused the crash doesn't have much insurance money, and I've gotten all the underinsured motorist coverage money available, and it's just not enough to take care of my injured person.
Right.
Not enough.
Yeah, you need to understand UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. So let's go back to our example. $25,000 of coverage from the at-fault party, the one who T-boned you and drove in the passenger door, sent you off to the emergency room and medical treatment. That person only has $25,000 of insurance coverage, and you have $40,000 of medical bills. And as Brad just said, if you have health insurance, they're going to want to be paid back. So what do you do? What you do is get our book called Colorado Car Insurance, the Essential Guideline. There's examples in there. There's insurance policy examples. There's narrative instructions. There's arrows pointing to you exactly the pertinent and important parts of the insurance policy. But let's cover it right now. What do you do today? Right now, you make a call and you increase your UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, to the highest limits you can afford. Let's say you have done that. Let's say you made it $250,000 or $500,000. So now the person has $25,000 of coverage, the one who hits you. You have $40,000 of medical bills, so where do you go? You go to your own car insurance policy under the UIM category, which you were smart enough to get $500,000. Now, that $500,000 is available. They're not going to automatically pay you, but it's available to be claimed against. And there you have the money to cover for all your damages, general damages, special damages, lost wages, pain and suffering, physical injuries, anatomical deficits, and on and on. So that's the basic part. So rather, let's also talk a little bit about MedPay, because UIM is essential. You're going to get the highest amount of UIM you can get. But how does MedPay figure into this picture?
Yeah, if you go back to MedPay, we talk about a concept that we used to have years and years ago. And for those of you who are listening that remember no-fault insurance, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about a concept years and years ago. That was a concept that every insurance policy, every car insurance policy, carried within it coverage for injured persons to take care of them, to give them medical care, to give them medical benefits, regardless of fault. It was just there for every person. And all you had to do is go buy the no-fault insurance. That went away. It's no longer available. It's sunsetted. The legislature did not renew that requirement that insurance companies pay that. And so now we're left with MedPay. MedPay is an automatic $5,000 unless you waive it. Please don't waive it. You want that MedPay. And then what that does is that pays $5,000 for you and for anybody else in the car. And if you have it, it pays for all of your family members. It pays $5,000 towards their medical care, regardless of fault. It might have been caused by you. You still have the $5,000 available. You pay an extra premium for it, but it's a very small amount that you pay. And what you should do is try and get more. Ask your agent, can I get $10,000? Can I get $15,000? Can I get $20,000? Can I get $25,000? Quite often that's available. Does it cost more money? Yes. Is it the most inexpensive form of health insurance you can have? Yes. Is it more likely that you're going to use that form of health insurance before you're going to use any other kind of health insurance? Probably. It's a very important part of coverage. And you got to remember, if you have children that are resident relatives that live with you, and they go out and get in a car, or they go out and with somebody on a trip they're taking, or on a school excursion that they're going someplace, that your child is covered with that MedPay. If your teenager is getting in a car with another teenager, your teenager is covered under that MedPay. You want to have that covered. If your spouse is going out and getting in a car, they're covered under that MedPay. That MedPay is very, very vital to your family's safety and in the care of your family.
You know, MedPay provides coverage for the medical payments of your medical bills, but it doesn't stop there. So under the typical example, we just said you had $25,000 of coverage from the at-fault party. You have $40,000 of medical bills. And if you have health insurance, then they're going to want to be paid back the $40,000. And we're trying to explain to you where that money comes from. And then how do you make money? How are you paid fairly and compensated fairly for your injuries? Well, MedPay, if you have higher limits or any limits, MedPay, they're not allowed by law anymore. They used to be, but they're not allowed by law to be paid back. So let's go to our example. $25,000 of liability coverage. That's not enough to cover you. That by the at-fault party, $40,000 in medical bills. What if you had $50,000 of MedPay? What if? And you recovered the money. If you had health insurance, you'd have to pay the health insurance company back for their payment of the medical bills. If you have MedPay, you don't have to pay that back. That goes to you. There's your incentive. There's the strategy. There's the game plan. Have the highest MedPay you can afford because that money goes to you. You don't have to get it and then pay it back to the MedPay company, your own car insurance company. You don't have to do that. And that's why we preach it. And get a copy of our book. We explain it in our book, The Colorado Car Insurance Essential Guideline. Go to championsofthepeople.com. Get a free ebook, any of them, six books for you. The other one, you know, let's assume you were a pedestrian or on your bicycle. And we have a book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. But let's just take you're a pedestrian or you're on your bicycle and you're hit by a car. Can you get your MedPay? If you're hit by a car, you weren't in a car. You were a pedestrian. You were walking. You were on your bicycle. Can you get your UIM coverage? Answer is yes, because a car was involved in the crash. A car was involved in your injuries. And so, Brad, I don't think a lot of people understand that they don't have to be in their car to trigger MedPay or UIM.
No, they don't have to be. It's got to be a crash as a result of a car, or it's got to be injury incurred as a result of a car. And the excellent part about it is it goes with you wherever you go, and it goes to your family members. that are within the policy and within the household. It's a very important coverage that you just don't want to give up. And when your agent, if you have an agent who's encouraging you or trying to get you to give it up, you want to think about getting a different agent. That's just not the type of agent you want. You want somebody who's going to protect you and make sure you have the protections available to take care of you in the future.
And we talk about it every time somebody comes into their office. You know, you come into our office, the conversation would go something like this. What happened in the accident? Well, you have a copy of the accident report. Let's take a look at that. Do they have liability insurance? Yes, they do. They won't tell you what the policy limits are, which we covered at the top of the show. Yes, they do. But what am I going to do? Because when I called the insurance company, they said the policy had expired. The liability policy doesn't exist. So you're going to go to your own UM, uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car insurance policy. And that's where you're going to collect for all of your injuries, damages, and losses. And then you're going to go to your MedPay on your own car insurance policy and collect from that. And you're going to have your medical bills paid, and you do not have to pay MedPay back. All these concepts are very important. You know, and to drive it home a little bit further, you've heard ads, I'm sure, many times to say, we at XYZ Insurance Company, we can save you $400 a month. We can save you $250 a month. We can save you $600 a month. We can save you $2,000 a year. Well, yeah, you can. When you waive MedPay, you have to do it in writing. When you waive underinsured motorist coverage, it's going to save some money. But you're going to be on the downside once you're injured, because those are the first questions we as injury attorneys ask and find out, investigate, and discover. That's what happens. That's what's important to be looked at. So you need to have the highest UIM you can get. You know, you can go to our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Even if you have a hit and run, does that trigger your own car insurance? Yes. You're a pedestrian. Yes. You can recover under UM, under uninsured motorist coverage, for all your damages, injuries, and losses, for all your injuries, for all your medical bills, for your lost wages, for your loss of quality of life. You can recover, even though you're a pedestrian, even though you're on a bicycle. We've done it many, many times, because a car, a vehicle, a truck was involved in the crash and caused the injuries and the trauma. Because a car was involved. So why wouldn't you today, right now, call your insurance company and raise your UIM, UM limits as high as possible, get your MedPay as high as possible, and get a copy of our book, the Colorado Car Insurance Essential Guideline. You know, point your legal compass to true north before a crash occurs. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Next up, we're going to show you how to put all this together to make a claim with the insurance company. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy. Join my friends Gary and Brad for Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show, right here on KOA, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. It focuses on teaching Coloradans their rights and how to deal with the insurance companies if you're injured in an accident.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. You ready? We're ready for you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. For over 30 years, we've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs, and we do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and that includes workers' compensation cases representing injured workers. So you've had this accident. We've talked a lot about liability. We've talked about causation. We've talked about damages, and we've talked about insurance coverages. So, Brad, let's just kind of go through an analysis technique. If somebody comes in, you're going to analyze liability, causation, and damages. How does that work?
Well, this is one of the things that gets me going a little bit, because we have so many people saying, what's my case worth, or I'll value your case, or I'll tell you what it's worth, and then they start telling you how great they've done as far as what they've recovered for you. There's so many factors that go into learning about your case that a good lawyer is going to spend some time trying to figure it out, and it's going to give you a range, but even then, sometimes the range is something the lawyer has to be very careful about. When you come in to our office and we start talking about your injuries, the first thing we need to know is what your injuries are and what kind of medical care is necessary and what kind of medical care will be required, not just now, but in the future, to get you as close as possible back to where you were immediately prior to the crash occurring. And that takes looking at medical records. That takes talking to doctors. That takes talking to you. We talk quite often when you come in and somebody starts saying, well, you know, what's this worth? And you look and say, are you going to recover? How much more in medical expenses is going to be spent to get you there? And can your doctor even say if you're going to recover 100%? And a lot of times they go, no, no, no. And you look and say, these are all factors that we have to look at. We have to give some time to try and figure out exactly what's going on. So we need to spend the time to find that out. Then no lawyer should be valuing your claim without knowing something about you. They should learn about you. They should know and learn about who you are and what you're about and what your life was before the crash versus your life after the crash and how the crash has affected you. Were you an early riser and can you no longer get out of bed in the morning? Are you unable to get out of the bed throughout the day because of pain? Do you have to go back to bed? Do you have times when you can't do your job because your headaches are so significant that you never had before, that you have to close the door and turn off the lights and do nothing? Are you getting accommodations from your current employer because you've been with them 5, 10, 15 years and they're willing to work with you, versus what happens when that job goes away and now you're trying to find a new job? There are so many factors that are involved that the only real way you do it is by spending time with a lawyer, having the lawyer learn about you, and learning quite a bit about who you are and what you're about through different alternative means of communication.
Frankly, you need lawyers who care, actually really care about you. Not just make it a number, not just churn it through, not just try to get a quick settlement. We've had people call us on the radio and ask us questions. Well, the insurance company wants to give me pay my medical bills of $2,000 and give me $500 for pain and suffering. And the scenario goes something like this. Well, do you know what your injuries are? Well, not really. Does your doctor, have they given a definitive diagnosis and prognosis for you? No. So your doctor doesn't know exactly what's wrong with you yet? No. Well, if you don't know, and if your doctor doesn't know, then how does the insurance company know? How do they know how much to pay you for your injuries if they don't know what your injuries are? That's the way this works. That's why you have to protect yourself. You know, and a lot of people, Brad and I have talked about it over the years, a lot of people come in our office and they say to Brad, they say to me, well, how much is my case worth? And our usual answer at the beginning is, I don't know. And that sounds like a real stupid answer from an attorney. I don't know. That's an honest answer. That's an answer that says we need to investigate this. We need to know how this affects you. We need to know about your pre-existing conditions. We need to know about your frailties. We need to know about your loss of quality of life. We need to know about your symptoms and future medical treatment. Then, after this is evaluated and investigated, then we can give you a range and we can tell you what your case is probably worth and how to approach this through the insurance company and navigate the insurance maze, i.e., a legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. Brad, let's do say you have to lay a solid foundation. Let's say you got to lay this foundation for this house, this injury claim. And so you have to analyze liability. You have to analyze causation. You have to analyze and understand damages.
Right. And when we start talking about the causation liability, hopefully you get past that quite soon. You're able to get the accident report. You're able to talk to witnesses. You're able to talk to different people and determine what that's all about. Causation. A lot of times you're looking at doctors. You're trying to determine what is or isn't relevant to the trauma that was incurred and what leads to that particular injury and why do you have it. But where a lot of work comes between the lawyer and the client and between the lawyer's staff and the client, between the communications that are built in one form or another, is the lawyer talking to the client and the client talking back to the lawyer about how they live their life. And you got to get an idea what their life is all about. You're painting a picture of this person before and after the crash occurred, how it's changed. And, you know, the picture you do of after the crash has to look into the future and has to talk about it. Well, you can't do that without learning about your client, getting to know them, getting an idea of who they are and what they're about and exactly what's occurred and what's gone on. Yes, there you can say, well, what about run of the mill? Okay, if I have this injury, shouldn't it pay this amount? And if I have so much in medical bills, shouldn't they pay three times the amount or four times the amount? Well, those formulas have gone away a long time ago. They're just not really relevant anymore. You cannot identify what if the medical bills are $10,000. That doesn't mean your case is automatically worth four times the $10,000. It just doesn't work.
Right. You need to analyze the injuries. You need attorneys that can help you do that. We do that at Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get our books there. You can get our books on insurance coverages, on Colorado car insurance, legal game plan. We have one book entitled Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. So you have to analyze this, build the proper foundation through liability, causation, damages, understand the injured person, you, the victim. Then you must have experienced attorneys to help you navigate successfully the insurance maze and the insurance pitfalls and traps. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You have to know how to do this. You can't just guess. You have to have your own built-in navigation system legally, ethically, for your injury claim. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. So part of this process, Brad, as we've covered in the show, involves analyzing the insurance coverages and where you go to make the claim.
Right. You have to know where to go to take the claim. You have to know where to go to find people who are experienced in this area of the law and in this area of medical care. There are a lot of people who aren't experienced in trauma-related injuries, and there are a lot of people who aren't experienced in how to address the claim or how to approach the claim and what to do with the claim. That again, is something that you need to make sure you have lawyers who have been, as I say, around the block and understand what they're talking about and are willing to talk to you about it. And can sit down and explain it, can sit down and talk to you. Not every claim is worth what you're seeing on TV of $400,000 or $200,000. Or, you know, the belief that a claim is worth whatever you see on TV is not true. Spend the time with your lawyer to figure out how unique your claim is. It may be worth hundreds of thousands or $1 million. It may very well be. But then again, it may not. And what you want is you want somebody who's going to sit down and be realistic with you and just talk to you about what really are the facts and what are the ranges of compensation that you should be looking at.
if you talk to an attorney and you're explaining your injuries, and let me give you some examples. You say, I've got this situation, I've got pain in my neck, etc. It won't go away. You know, it should click in your attorney's mind that you might need a pain doctor. You know, we don't practice medicine, but we've been through this long enough to know that you might need a pain doctor. If you've got a concussion, maybe a traumatic brain injury, that's a whole different protocol of treatment by neuropsychologists, maybe psychologists, maybe brain scans, maybe MRIs. If you have a sore neck or a sore low back and your MRI was negative and then you still have got it, maybe you need facet treatment. Maybe you need injections. Maybe you need a transforaminal epidural steroid injection bilaterally on both sides, maybe one side. Maybe the SI joint is involved, but you need to know. I mean, we could talk about this forever, but you need to know and you need to have a game plan to protect you. Get a copy of our book, Legal Game Plan. We trademarked, protected it, Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's causes. So if you give us a call, you can come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to your accident, your injuries, your condition, your medical treatment, your medical condition before the accident, your medical condition after the accident, post-accident. Does it make a difference? Yes, a huge difference for you. And then you know how to navigate the insurance maze. Then you can get through with a successful injury claim because you've built the proper foundation on liability, causation, and damages. You need attorneys who can do this for you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're here for you.